Guns, Germs, and Steel, The Fates of Human Societies by Jared Diamond, won the 1998 Pulitzer Prize for nonfiction and was ultimately made into a National Geographic documentary that aired on PBS in 2005. In light of recent world events, I decided to take a look at Guns, Germs, and Steel nearly two decades after publication to see if any of Diamond's premises still held. The book is built on the premise that the gaps in power and technology that occur between human societies are based largely on health and geographic advantages, which favor one society over another and are not necessarily related to cultural or genetic advantages. Diamond, in fact, makes the argument that Western civilizations have long dominated in terms of rule and progression because of several unique factors, including access to high-protein vegetation that endures storage, a dry climate that allows for that storage, and access to domesticated animal species. Such advantage, Diamond maintains, allows civilizations to flourish. Diamond's second premise is that societies, like European society, for example, which have had very close proximity to one another, have the advantage of what we now think of as free trade over other societies. In our new global economic world, those advantages would seem less prevalent. But in the old world of economics, close proximity with trading partners gave any society a leg up. Finally, Diamond argues that a society with superior weapons and non-overwhelming diseases to confront, in concert with ready access to grains and meats and a favorable climate and geographic topography, will have a tremendous advantage when it comes to not simply cultural impact, but longevity. Diamond's book was not met without criticism, however. Some have argued that Diamond is far too Eurocentric in his point of view. And many historians have argued that Diamond overemphasizes the fact that favorable geography offers an explanation for the success or failures of civilizations. The biggest argument against Diamond's premise is the argument that the impediment of geography is not what makes a civilization rise or fall, nor the advent of grains or grain storage, but instead is the access to waterways that decide if a civilization will rise or fall. However, the idea that waterway navigation is a society's lifeblood has been around since Adam Smith. All in all, I would largely subscribe to Diamond's premise and to the broad application thereof. The ready availability of foodstuffs, access to superior military weapons such as guns, avoidance of population-destroying diseases, and the ability to make and transport durable goods would give any society an advantage. The fact that people who criticize Diamond argue that the author glorifies European culture for having such an advantage is basically a silly one at best, since regardless of which society might have the advantage of guns, germ avoidance, or management, and steel would almost assuredly overwhelm any competitor who lacks such advantages. To criticize Diamond for making an argument that seems self-evident is akin to criticizing someone who says that the world is round, not flat. But then again, we've crossed that bridge before, haven't we? This is Robert Greer for KUVO Radio in Denver.